Lord, we want to commit this session to you again.
主耶稣再一次把这一堂课交在你的面前。
We pray that you will produce fruitfulness from it.
从这个信息里，求你给我们果子。
Help us with a spirit of revelation.
求你给我们启示的灵。
To hear with the ears of the Spirit.
用我们属灵的耳朵来听。
To see with the eyes of your heart.
用我们心灵的眼睛来看。
To be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
更新心意。
And to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
能够听到圣灵对教会说的话。
We thank you for this miracle.
谢谢这个神迹。
And we commit the time to you in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名将这个时间交给你。
Amen.
Amen.
This next message is about the double portion.
这个信息是讲到双倍的祝福。
Everybody say the double portion.
大家说双倍祝福。
The double portion is the inheritance of God's people.
这就是神的百姓所要继承的。
It's the inheritance of Jesus, the firstborn.
是长子的产业。
The double portion is a sign of God's blessing and favor.
这是神的祝福跟他的恩惠的象征。
It's a symbol of heavenly treasure.
讲到的是天堂的宝藏。
A symbol of our internal inheritance in Him.
讲到我们内里从神所继承的一切。
The double portion comes up numerous times in the Bible.
在圣经里面提到好多次这个双倍的恩膏或祝福。
Mount Carmel, which is my home, is known as the mountain of the double portion.
我的家加密山就是因双倍恩膏而闻名。
Because the prophet Elijah had a disciple named Elisha.
因为以利亚有一个门徒叫以利沙。
And Elisha was bold enough to ask God for a double portion of his master's anointing.
因为以利沙胆敢向神求比他老师双倍的恩膏。
Maybe you know the story of Job in the Bible.
也许你知道约伯的故事。
He was a wealthy businessman.
他是一个富有的生意人。
He worshipped God.
他敬拜神。
But he endured much suffering.
并且忍受了很多的苦难。
But at the end of his suffering,
可是在他苦难的终结。
The end of his loss,
在他最后失落的终结。
He received a double portion of everything from God.
他从神那里得到一切双倍的祝福回来。
Now the story of Joseph in the Bible is also about receiving a double portion.
在圣经里，约瑟的故事也是讲到接受双倍的祝福。
The story of Joseph is about the process of God, how He makes a man of God and will bless him.
约瑟的故事告诉我们神怎么样来这个人身上工作，以至于他可以接受神的祝福。
I believe the story of Joseph is a spiritual parable for marketplace Christians today.
我相信约瑟的一生呢，就是神给我们今天在社会上工作的人的生活的一个比喻。
In Joseph's story is a powerful message from the Spirit to you.
在约瑟的生活里面，我们就可以看到圣灵对我们所说的话。
The story of Joseph starts with a dream and a vision.
约瑟的故事开始于他的梦与异象。
It's a vision, a dream from God.
神来的梦。
A dream of greatness, a dream of power and influence.
伟大的梦，具有影响力的梦。
But the road to the fulfillment of that dream had to pass through a valley.
但是要完成这个梦想，必须要先经过低谷。
And that valley was a valley of servanthood.
这个低谷就是一个仆人的低谷。
And so it is with all of God's servants.
所有神的仆人都要有这样的历程。
We must start with a vision from God.
我们必须要开始有神给我们的意象。
But in order to see that vision fulfilled, we must walk through the valley of servanthood.
可是假如要看到意象成就，必须要经过这个仆人谷。
And so it is that the promise and the story of Joseph begins with a promise from God.
所以约瑟的故事开始于神的应许。
And it begins with a dream.
开始一个梦想。
Now the promise that God gave to Joseph started several generations before him.
神给约瑟的应许其实是在约瑟早几代就开始了。
It was a promise that was given to Joseph's great-grandfather Abraham.
是给约瑟的曾曾祖父亚伯拉罕。
You know that God chose Abraham.
神拣选亚伯拉罕。
And made a covenant with him.
并且与他立约。
An everlasting promise that would go from generation to generation.
这永远的约是从一代传到另一代。
It went through his son Isaac.
经过以撒。
Through his grandson Jacob.
经过他的孙儿雅各。
Jacob's name was changed to Israel.
雅各的名字改变成以色列。
And Jacob had 12 sons.
雅各有12个儿子。
They became known as the heads of the tribes of Israel.
他们成为以色列的12族的族长。
And so these 12 boys were chosen for a special destiny.
这12个族长12个儿子被拣选是有特别的命定。
There was no other chosen family on earth at the time.
在那时地上没有其他被拣选的家族。
They were chosen, they were the only chosen ones then.
那时候唯有这个家族被拣选。
So they were the first missions society.
他们是最早的这个宣教的家庭。
They were the first ministers.
是最早的服事者。
They were the first intercessors and priests.
最早的祭司跟代祷者。
For the entire world.
他们是为全球代祷。
All of God's ministry promise was tied up in this one family.
所有神服事的和国度的应许都跟这个家庭有关联。
And specifically in these 12 brothers.
特别是在这个十二个弟兄身上。
Let me say it again, they were the ministers for the whole world.
我再说一次，他们是全世界的服事者。
But one of the 12 was chosen for a special destiny.
可是在十二个人当中呢，有一个人有特别的命定。
He was chosen to rise above his brothers.
他被选召是在他弟兄们之上。
To be like a savior to them.
对他们来讲好像是一个救主。
He was chosen to protect and to provide for them.
他被拣选来保护并且为他们供应。
Through him, their ministry future would be fulfilled.
借着这样一个弟兄，这些其他弟兄未来的服事跟命定才可以被确定。
The man that God chose among those 12 brothers was Joseph.
这个人被神拣选的就是约瑟。
So I want to focus on his story this morning.
今天早上就专讲他的事。
First, let's look at the promise that God gave to his great-grandfather Abraham.
先看神给他曾曾祖父亚伯拉罕的应许。
Turn with me to Genesis chapter 12.
我们来看创世纪第十二章。
And let's read the first, second, and third verses.
我们来读一二三节。
Verse 1, chapter 12.
十二章第一节。
Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you.
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族父家，往我要指示你的地去。
And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing.
我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。
And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
为你祝福的我必赐福与他，那咒诅你的我必咒诅他，地上的万族都要因你得福。
God called Abraham out and blessed him.
神呼召亚伯拉罕出来并且祝福他。
He said he would make Abraham's name great.
他说要使亚伯拉罕的名为大。
He said Abraham would be a blessing.
亚伯拉罕要成为祝福。
God said, I'm going to be your friend, Abraham. I'll fight for you.
神说亚伯拉罕我要做你的朋友，我要为你而战。
Abraham, your friends will be my friends and your enemies will be my enemies.
亚伯拉罕你的朋友就是我的朋友，你的敌人就是我的敌人。
That was a pretty good deal from God, don't you think?
这个是神给我们一个很好的应许，不是吗？
I think that's an offer you wouldn't want to pass up.
像这样的这种的条件，你绝对不要错过。
Especially if you're in business, amen?
特别是你是做生意的人，应该了解。
Abraham was a businessman, he didn't pass it up.
亚伯拉罕是个生意人，他没有错过这个条件。
He accepted that blessing from God.
他马上从神接受这个祝福。
But God told him the purpose for that blessing.
神说为什么要给你这个祝福呢？
At the end of the third verse, here's what God said.
在第三节后面他说
In you, all the families of the earth will be blessed.
因为借着你地上的万族都要得福。
God's purpose was always to show his love to all the world.
神的计划总是要把他的爱给全球的人。
He chose Abraham and blessed Abraham for a purpose.
他拣选亚伯拉罕祝福他是有目的的。
To be a blessing to the others.
要成为别人的祝福。
So it is with us.
我们也是这样。
He calls us.
他呼召我们。
He anoints and blesses us.
恩膏祝福我们。
So that we will fulfill his purpose.
以至于我们可以满足他这个作为的结果。
His purpose in Taiwan is to transform your nation.
他在台湾的目的就是要改变我们的国家。
God has not changed his mind since the day of Abraham.
从亚伯拉罕那一天开始到今天，神没有改变心意。
The whole earth will be filled with his glory.
全地都要充满了他的荣耀。
And Jesus is returning for a bride that is without spot or blemish.
耶稣要回来接他那无玷污皱纹的新娘。
And that includes people from every tribe, every nation, every tongue.
包括了 万族万民万方的人。
So Abraham's family was a chosen family.
亚伯拉罕的家族是被拣选的。
There was a call and a responsibility on their lives.
在他们的生命当中有个呼召跟责任。
And so it went generation after generation, Isaac, Jacob, and to Jacob's sons.
所以一代一代的传下去。
And then we have Joseph.
然后我们传到了约瑟。
And Joseph was given a great dream.
约瑟是被神给予一个极大的梦想。
As a very young man, he received a dream from God.
很年轻的时候，神就给他一个梦。
Now listen, we need to have dreams from God.
我们需要有从神来的梦。
Visions and dreams are the language of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的语言就是异象异梦。
That is what Dr. Cho, you know him from Korea, is very fond of saying.
所以我们知道赵雍基牧师他非常爱说这个。
We must be aware of what God is speaking to us as the church.
我们一定要明了说神给教会的话语到底是什么。
We must allow those dreams and those visions to live in our hearts.
我们要容许这些的异象异梦在我们里面活出来。
Abraham went forth because he saw a city whose builder and maker was God.
亚伯拉罕来到一城，因为他知道这城的建造者就是神。
Jesus preached and taught about God's heavenly kingdom.
耶稣讲到神的国度。
Paul said he was a man who was caught up to the third heaven and he saw things he couldn't express.
保罗说他被带到三层天以上，他看到的事情话语无法表达。
Joseph was a man chosen for the double portion.
耶瑟就是这样被拣选有双倍恩膏的人。
And he was given a dream.
并且神给他一个梦想。
And I believe that he is a parable of the Christian businessman today.
他就是我们今天基督徒生意人的写照。
Now in Joseph's dream, he saw his brothers bowing down before him.
在约瑟的梦里面，约瑟看到他的弟兄们向他下拜。
And then he had a second dream. He saw his brothers and his mother and father bowing down to him.
第二个梦又看到他的不仅是弟兄，而且是父母向他下拜。
He didn't know what these dreams meant.
他不知道这些梦有什么含义。
Other than that, he was to have a special place.
只是他知道他有一个特殊的身份。
And that he would care for his family.
他要来照顾他的家庭。
He would protect them.
他要保护他们。
He would be like God's instrument to them.
他对家庭来讲是神的器皿。
Now maybe he wasn't so wise to share his dreams with his brothers.
在那个时候跟他的弟兄们分享这个梦是一点都不聪明。
But really, he was only a teenager.
可是想想看，他其实只是个青少年。
The Bible says he was younger than 17 when he had those dreams.
圣经说那时候他有梦想的时候才还不到17岁。
And they didn't live in a big city like Taipei. They were nomads. They were herdsmen out on the desert.
他们所住的地方可不像我们的台北，他们是住在一个旷野，不知道什么地方。
There weren't a lot of people around.
在他们四周也没有很多人。
Who else was he going to tell his dreams to?
他有这个梦，他该告诉谁呢？
The goats and the sheep.
难道去告诉那些羊吗？
Maybe the camels.
还有告诉骆驼。
Anyway, to Joseph, his older brothers, they must have been like heroes to him.
对约瑟来讲，他的这些哥哥们应该是他生命当中的英雄偶像。
As a boy, he must have longed just to be like one of them.
从在一个小男孩的身份，他也许仰望的就是他的弟兄们。
But it wasn't to be.
可是不应该是这样。
God had called him to walk a different path.
神呼召他走另一条路。
Let's look at this dream that God gave him.
我们来看神给他的梦。
Turn back to the book of Genesis and look in chapter 37.
我们来看创世纪37章。
Chapter 37, verse 3.
第三节
we'll see that Joseph was chosen for a special destiny.
约瑟被拣选有特殊的命定。
Now Israel loved Joseph more than all of his sons because he was the son of his old age and he made him a multicolored coat.
以色列原来爱约瑟过于爱他的种子，因为约瑟是他年老生的，他给约瑟做了一件彩衣。
And his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, and so they hated him, and they could not speak to him on friendly terms.
约瑟的哥哥们见父亲爱约瑟过于爱他们，就恨约瑟，不与他说和睦的话。
Then Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brothers, they hated him even more.
约瑟做了一梦，告诉他哥哥们，他们就越发的恨他。
And he said to them, "Please listen to this dream which I have had."
约瑟对他们说，请听我所做的梦。
For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf rose up and stood erect, and behold, your sheaves gathered around and bowed down to my sheaf.
我们在田里捆禾架，我的捆站起来，你们的捆来围着我的捆下拜。
Then his brother said to him, Are you actually going to reign over us, or are you going to rule over us? So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words.
他的哥哥们回答说，难道你真要做我们的王吗？难道你真要管辖我们吗？他们就因他的梦和他的话越发恨他。
Okay, as I said before, Joseph was young.
我就说了，约瑟太年轻。
He was probably selfish and insensitive and unwise.
这时候他也许是非常的自私，对人的关系不敏锐，而且很不聪明。
But anyway, he shared his dream with the closest people to him, his family.
反正他就立即把他的这个梦呢，跟他四周最亲近的人分享了。
And as a result, they hated him.
结果人家就恨他。
And they made plans to betray him.
然后他们就计划来背叛他。
In fact, his brothers decided they wanted to kill him.
他的哥哥们就想要杀了他。
And they made a plan to take him out in the desert and to tear his coat and take blood and put it on it and take it back to their father.
他们就把约瑟带到旷野，把他的彩衣撕碎，把动物的血放在彩衣上。
They were going to kill Joseph and tell his father that he'd been killed by wild animals.
本来他们要把约瑟杀了，然后把这个罪嫁祸在野生动物身上，然后告诉他爸爸是动物吃了他。
And only one of the brothers said, No, that's wrong, we can't kill him.
只有一个哥哥说不可以这样做，我们不能杀他。
So instead they threw him in a deep pit.
所以他们把他丢在一个大洞里。
And while he was in the pit, some businessmen came along.
当他在深坑里的时候，有一些的生意人走过来。
You know, the Bible says they were Ishmaelite, they were Arab merchants, traders, going with their caravan through the desert.
这些以实玛利人就是现在的阿拉伯人，他们有一个骆驼队商队走过去。
And these businessmen were on their way down to Egypt.
那么这些商人他们正要去埃及。
Because Egypt was the New York of its day.
因为埃及是那时候的纽约。
It was the great city of the great empire that dominated the whole region.
在那个时候呢，埃及是世上极大的帝国，而
Egypt was the richest, most advanced nation of their day.
而且埃及是全世界最先进、最富有的国家。
And you know from the Bible, Egypt is a symbol of idolatry and injustice and oppression.
圣经上讲到，埃及就是一个拜偶像、一个充满败坏的地方的表征。
The businessmen were on their way down to Egypt.
所以这些的生意人就要下到埃及去。
And so Joseph's brothers decided to sell him to them.
约瑟的哥哥决定把约瑟卖给他们。
So they sold him as a slave to these merchants, and he went to Egypt as a foreigner and a slave.
所以哥哥们就把约瑟卖去当奴隶，约瑟就成为一个奴隶，并且是个外国人在埃及。
So here is the most favored son from the chosen family, and now he's a foreigner, a stranger in a strange land.
原来他是一个神所拣选家族里面一个最受宠爱的儿子，现在竟然在一个异地做奴隶。
Not only a foreigner, but now he's a slave.
不仅是个外国人，还是个奴隶呢。
And he was sold into the house of an official of Pharaoh.
他被卖到一个埃及的臣宰家中做奴隶。
The Bible says that Joseph was sold to a man named Potiphar.
他的主人叫波提法。
And Potiphar's house was a big house.
波提法家很大。
He had many servants.
他有许多的仆人。
And Joseph went to work among these servants.
那么约瑟是仆人当中的一位。
But there was a gift, a God-given gift in this young man.
可是神在这个年轻人身上给了他一份恩赐。
He had the gift of administration.
他有管理的恩赐。
Maybe it had never been seen while he was herding the goats and the sheep and the camels with his brothers.
以前他跟哥哥在放羊、牧羊骆驼的时候看不出来。
But when he got to Potiphar's house, he just seemed to know who should do what and what should be done in which order.
可是他一到波提法家，他似乎就突然知道了谁应该做成什么事。做什么事才做得好。
And everything that he did for Potiphar began to prosper.
他所做的每一件事在波提法家都昌盛繁荣起来。
Let's take a look at this.
我们来看看。
Look in verse 20 of chapter 39.
39章第20节。
I'm sorry, let's go back to verse 1.
第一节。
Genesis 39 verse 1.
创世纪39章第一节。
Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an Egyptian officer of Pharaoh, the captain of the bodyguard, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there.
约瑟被带下埃及去，有一个埃及人是法老的内臣，护卫长波提法从那些带下他来的人以实玛利人手中买了他。
And the Lord was with Joseph, so he became a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian.
约瑟住在他主人埃及人的家中，耶和华与他同在，他就百事顺利。
Now his master saw that the Lord was with him, and how the Lord caused all that he did to prosper in his hand.
他主人见耶和华与他同在，又见耶和华使他手里所办的尽都顺利。
So Joseph found favor in his sight and became his personal servant, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he owned he put in his charge.
约瑟就在主人眼前蒙恩，伺候他主人，并且主人派他管理家务，把一切所有的都交在他手里。
So now this young man, this chosen man, Joseph, is beginning to be successful in Egypt.
现在这个年轻人约瑟在埃及成功了起来。
And Egypt is a picture of the world, idolatrous, unjust.
埃及就指的是世界，是拜偶像，充满不公义的地方。
And while he is administering Potiphar's house, he's tempted by Potiphar's wife.
当他在管理波提法家产的时候呢，就被波提法的太太来引诱。
And she tries to seduce this young man, Joseph.
这位女士呢，是要引诱约瑟。
She offers him temptation.
就给他试探。
Now think about this from Joseph's point of view.
从约瑟的角度，我们来看看这件事。
This woman is the mistress of the house.
这个女士呢，是家里的女主人。
She could have had the power to set him free.
他可以有自由来释放这个奴隶。
Of course, every day he's dreaming about getting out of Potiphar's house, getting out of Egypt and back home.
当然，约瑟每一天所想的就是怎么样离开波提法家，怎么样赶快回他家。
Probably he's still thinking about revenge on his brothers.
也许他心里还想怎么样回去报复他哥哥。
Just wait until our father finds out what they did.
你们等着，等我们的爸爸发现你们做的坏事。
They are in real trouble.
你们就真的有麻烦了。
Now they will really bow down to me.
这样你们就会向我下跪。
He couldn't wait to get out of Egypt and get back.
他真是等不及要回去告诉他爸爸这些事。
And here's this woman with the power to release him.
那么这里有一个女人，她就有这样的权柄。
Maybe she was really attractive too.
而且她也许长得也很美丽。
The Bible doesn't tell us that.
圣经没有说。
But the Bible does tell us that he ran from her.
可是圣经告诉我们说约瑟跑离开他。
He said in his heart, how could I sin against God?
他心中想说我怎么可以犯罪得罪神呢？
Even as a foreigner, even as a slave,
就算是一个寄居者，就算是一个奴隶。
He knew that he could not yield to temptation.
他知道他不能向。
And he ran from her.
不能向女主人顺服，他也逃开。
And it got him in trouble.
结果他就有麻烦了。
You know the story. She falsely accused him.
结果呢，这女主人就错误地控告他。
She accused him of attempted rape.
他就诬告他要强奸他。
And when Potiphar returned, he had to take action.
所以波提法回家的时候必须要采取行动。
Look with me in verse 20.
第二十节。
Genesis 39 verse 20.
创世纪二十九章第二十节。
So Joseph's master took him and put him into the jail, the place where the king's prisoners were confined, and he was there in jail.
把约瑟下在监里，就是王的囚犯被囚的地方，于是约瑟在那里坐监。
When Potiphar returned, he was probably torn between his good servant and his wife's accusations.
波提法这时候心里也许非常的艰难，不知道该是倾向他这个为他工作很好的仆人，还是他的妻子。
But he chose to believe his wife, and Joseph was convicted and thrown in jail.
可是他最后选择要顺从他妻子的话语，所以约瑟就被下在监里了。
Now, we're not talking about jail like today, maybe the jails you have here in Taiwan.
我们讲的可不是现代的监狱或是台湾的监狱。
There was no lawyer, there was no call home, there was no parole.
在那里是没有保释，没有律师，也不可以打电话回家的。
This was a life sentence.
这是一个终身监禁的。
They put him in jail and they threw away the key.
他们把他关起来，然后把钥匙丢掉。
And so Joseph now, the most favored son of the chosen family, is now at the bottom.
现在这个原来被最恩宠的儿子在社会的最底层了。
Not only is he a foreigner, but he's a slave.
不仅是个寄居者，还是个奴隶。
Not only is he a slave, but he's a convict.
不仅是个奴隶，还是个罪犯。
not only is he a convict, but he's been convicted of rape, one of the worst crimes.
不仅是个罪犯，还是在罪犯里面最被看不起的一种罪，就是强奸罪。
If you know anything about the criminal system, the sexual offenders are at the bottom of the prisoner heap.
假如你知道这个罪犯当中他们的等级啊，犯强奸罪的是最低级的。
So he went from the top to the very bottom.
所以他就从这个顶端跌到最底部了。
But God was with him there.
可是神与他同在。
Look at the next verse, verse 21.
我们看21节。
But the Lord was with Joseph and extended kindness to him and gave him favor in the sight of the chief jailer.
但耶和华与约瑟同在，向他施恩，就使他在司狱眼前蒙恩。
And the chief jailer committed to Joseph's charge all the prisoners who were in the jail so that whatever was done there, he was responsible for it.
司狱就把监里所有的囚犯都交在约瑟的手下。他们在那里所办的事都是经过他的手。
And the chief jailer did not supervise anything under Joseph's charge because the Lord was with him and whatever he did, the Lord made to prosper.
凡在约瑟手下的事司狱一概不查，因为耶和华与约瑟同在，耶和华使他所做的尽都顺利。
So think of this young man's life. Now he's in prison for life.
想想这个年轻人的生命，他现在要终身被监禁了。
But the Lord is still working in him.
可是主还在他里面工作呢。
How painful that must have been.
这种的感觉是会如此的痛苦。
I mean, imagine what he would have thought.
你想想看，约瑟里面到底在想什么。
Imagine what Joseph would have written home to his mother if he'd been able to.
假如他能够的话，早就写信回家了。
Let's try to imagine a letter that he might have written.
他也许会写什么样的信呢?
Dear Mom,
亲爱的妈妈,
greetings from Egypt.
我从埃及向你问候。
Still in prison, no hope of getting out.
我还在监狱里，没有希望可以出去了。
That's the bad news.
这是坏消息。
But there's good news.
还有好消息。
They are promoting me here.
我在这里得到升迁。
Now I'm in charge of all the prisoners.
现在我管理所有的犯人。
Imagine the heartbreak he must have faced.
你想想他里面会有的心碎。
Every day, what got him up in the morning?
他早上怎么起得来床呢?
Certainly not revenge.
当然不是因为复仇的缘故。
Because as the years passed, he didn't want revenge anymore.
因为许多年已经过去了，他早就不想要复仇了。
The fire of that motivation burned out.
这种复仇的火早就烧尽了。
I think he got to the point where he just wanted to see his family one more time.
我想他到一个地步，他只要能够见他家人一面都可以了。
He didn't care what they did.
他也不管他们对他做了什么。
He would forgive them anything.
这时候他会原谅他们一切所做的事。
If he could only see them one more time.
只要再看他们一面。
What about his dream?
那他的梦想呢?
The great dream from God.
从神来伟大的梦想。
They would come and bow down before him.
他们都会向他跪拜。
How was that ever going to be fulfilled?
怎么可能成就呢?
How could that ever come to pass?
怎么可能实现呢?
Just thinking about that dream must have made him sick.
一想到这个梦就让他厌恶不已。
Anyway, it was the dream that got him in trouble with his brothers.
一开始就是这个梦让我有麻烦。
If he hadn't had that dream, he never would have become a prisoner and a slave and a convict.
假如我没有这个梦的话，我也不会成为一个奴隶，成为一个罪犯。
So even the dream must have caused him tremendous pain.
就算想到这个梦，也让他极度的痛苦。
How did he get up every morning and just do what he had to do?
他怎么样能够每天早上起来床做他必须要做的事
？Sweep the cell.
扫监狱。
Make sure the other prisoners were fed.
确定所有的犯人都吃饱了。
Go out and walk in the yard and make sure the other prisoners got their exercise.
走到院子里面，确定每一个犯人都出来运动了。
How did he do it?
怎么做的?
I believe that he began to understand something called servanthood.
我相信在这时候，他开始真正了解什么叫做做仆人。
He learned to begin to serve with no thought of reward.
他开始经历什么叫做服侍不求回报。
He learned just to get up to do his job the very best way he could do, use his gifts without thinking of getting out.
他学习如何起床之后就尽量的使用他的恩赐，以至于工作能够完成，但是不求任何回报。
He wasn't going to get rich. He wasn't going to get famous. He was probably never going to get out of prison.
他做这些工作也不会有好名声，也不会得到很多的财物，也许终身都不会出去。
But he got up every day and he did an excellent job.
可是他每天早上就起来，把所有的工作完成到最好。
That's the heart of a servant.
这就是一个仆人的心态。
And the years passed.
几年过后。
It wasn't just a few years.
不是才几年。
The Bible says he was in prison for 13 years.
圣经说他在监狱里13年。
He grew up in prison.
他在监狱里长大。
The best years of his young life were in prison.
一个人年轻的日子最好的时候是在监狱里。
He learned to be a servant.
他学习如何做一个仆人。
He learned to let his gift work.
他学习如何使用他的恩赐。
Without thought of some great reward.
他没有想到要用这个恩赐得什么价值。
In an unselfish way.
是一个不自私的方法。
Something else I believe he learned that was important.
我相信他还学了别的东西。
He learned the value of justice.
他学到正义的价值。
I believe this young man learned to love justice.
我相信这个孩子一定开始喜爱公义。
Because, you know, everybody in prison is really innocent.
你知道吗？其实每一个人都在监狱里都是无罪的，对不对？
Everybody in prison has a story and they're innocent. You know that.
你到监狱里，每个人都告诉你他是无辜的，他都有他一套的故事。
And probably over the years, hundreds, maybe thousands of prisoners told Joseph their story.
这些年在监狱里面，也许有成百上千的人把他们自己的故事告诉约瑟。
Now Joseph knew in his heart that he was in fact innocent.
约瑟知道他自己才是无辜的。
But of course nobody believed him.
当然别人都不相信他了。
And so he learned to be very clear to discern who was innocent and who was guilty.
所以他很聪明地学到谁是无辜的，谁是有罪的。
He didn't know it, but later on this would become very important for him.
他不知道当时候他这个学习后来对他的一生非常重要。
Because you see, he didn't know that later on he would run the nation of Egypt.
因为他不知道后来他要管理埃及全国。
And he would be required to judge between the guilty and the innocent.
所以他必须被要求知道如何判断哪是有罪哪是无罪的。
So the years passed and Joseph grew up in prison.
许多年之后约瑟在监狱里长大。
And he began using the gifts that he had, the spiritual gifts, to help other people around him.
他开始使用他这个属灵的恩赐来帮助他四周的人。
And there was a time when two of Pharaoh's important servants were convicted of crimes and sent to prison.
两个埃及法老王非常重要的仆人犯了罪下在监里。
And they each had dreams in prison.
每一个人都在监里做了梦。
And they each told their dream to Joseph.
每一个人都把梦告诉约瑟。
And Joseph, he knew exactly what those dreams meant.
约瑟的确知道他们的梦是什么意思。
And he said to one of them, you're guilty.
他们说，他对其中一个人说，你有罪。
And you're not getting out of here, I'm sorry.
很遗憾的，你不会从监狱里出去。
And he said to the other one, you're innocent.
对另一个说，你是无罪的。
And you're going to go stand before Pharaoh again, you're going to be acquitted.
你要再回复到你原来的职分站在法老王旁边。
And so it was. One of them was convicted and the other was released.
照他的话就成就了。
And Joseph said to this official as he was being released,
他对这个放出去的这个仆人说,
When you stand before Pharaoh,
当你站在法老王面前,
Don't forget the Hebrew slave. Don't forget Joseph.
千万不要忘记这个希伯来的奴隶,这个约瑟。
And so this official went and he took his position again next to Pharaoh.
所以这个仆人恢复职位站到法老旁边。
And the first thing he did when he got back to his position,
他回到他的位置上第一件做的事,
the first thing he did was he forgot all about Joseph.
就把约瑟一切都忘记了。
The Bible says it was 2 years later.
圣经说两年之后。
And then Pharaoh had a dream.
法老做了一个梦。
It was a disturbing dream.
这个梦很困扰他。
It was so clear he needed to know what it meant.
这个梦实在太清楚了，他真的要了解是什么意思。
Pharaoh was upset by the dream that he'd had.
法老对于他有这个梦感觉非常的不舒服。
So he turned to his court, to his analysts, to his advisors, his consultants.
他就对他宫殿里的各样的这个他旁边的内阁说。
And he says, which of you can interpret the dream that I've had?
你们哪一个人可以解我的梦？
And all of his consultants and spin doctors and political assistants, no one could interpret the dream.
不管他内阁当中的每一个人都没有办法解他的梦。
But the real reason was nobody wanted to.
真的原因是没有人想要解他的梦。
Because you know, in Pharaoh's court, you only got one chance.
在法老的宫殿里只有一次机会。
A chance like that would only come once.
这种机会只有一次。
And if you were wrong, you were dead.
你解错了你就死了。
So if you were going to interpret Pharaoh's dream, you had to be right the first time.
所以你要解法老的梦的话呢，你只有一次机会可以尝试。
So nobody wanted to touch this.
没有人想要碰这件事。
And it was then that his official remembered Joseph in the prison.
这时候那个官员突然想到约瑟了。
Why did he remember Joseph then?
为什么那时候才想到呢？
Because it was a no-lose proposition.
因为对他来讲，他什么损失也不会有。
If the Hebrew slave could interpret the dream, then the official would get credit.
假如这个希伯来奴隶可以解释这个梦呢，那这个官员就会得到荣耀。
And if the Hebrew slave failed, they could execute him and nobody would lose their life.
假如他解错了呢，是他被杀，没有人受到损失。
It was a perfect idea.
真是太好的想法了。
So they called for Joseph and they brought him out of the prison.
所以赶快把约瑟找来。
But this was God's hand.
可是这是神的手。
This was God's way of bringing that dream to pass.
这是神的方式把这个梦实现。
Look with me in Genesis chapter 41.
我们来看创世纪第41章。
Begin in verse 14.
第十四节。
We'll see what happened to this man Joseph after 13 years in prison.
13年在监狱之后，约瑟发生了什么事？
Then Pharaoh sent and called for Joseph, and they hurriedly brought him out of the dungeon, and when he'd shaved himself and changed his clothes, he came to Pharaoh.
法老随即差人去召约瑟，他们便急忙带他出监，他就剃头刮脸换衣裳进到法老面前。
Many years ago in the United States, there was a business bestseller called Dress for Success.
在许多年前在美国有一个杂志吧，他是说你要如何有成功人士的穿着。
And it told business people that if you want to succeed, you have to wear the right clothes.
假如你要成功的话，你要穿得像个成功的人。
Well, the original dress for success is in the book of Genesis.
那么其实呢，他这个主意应该是来自创世纪。
It says Joseph changed his clothes, he shaved himself, and then he went before Pharaoh.
这里讲到约瑟呢，洗脸哈，刮胡子。换衣服去见法老。
Listen, this was going to be the most important interview of his life.
这是他一生当中最重要的应征。
And he turned his interview into a sales pitch. You'll see that later.
他把他这个会晤呢，变成他这个行销自己的一个最重要的开始。
Okay, look at verse 15.
第十五节。
Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have had a dream, but no one can interpret it. No one wanted to, and I have heard it that said about you that when you hear a dream, you can interpret it.
法老对约瑟说，我做了一个梦，没有人能解，实际上是没有人要解。我听见人说，你听了梦就能解。
Joseph then answered Pharaoh saying, it is not in me. God will give Pharaoh a favorable answer.
约瑟回答法老说，这不在乎我，神必将平安的话回答法老。
This is a very different Joseph than the brash, bold, maybe arrogant teenager 13 years before.
说这话的约瑟跟13年前那个非常桀骜不驯又骄傲的约瑟可不一样了。
He's a humble, a broken man.
这时候他的心被破碎，他谦卑了。
He says, it's not in me, but God will give you an answer.
他说不是我，而是神要给你一个答案。
And so Pharaoh told Joseph his dream.
所以法老把梦告诉约瑟。
It was a disturbing dream.
这个梦呢，非常让他困扰。
Immediately, the Holy Spirit gave Joseph the interpretation.
立刻圣灵就把解释给了约瑟。
And he told Pharaoh, "There's going to be 7 years of great prosperity."
他告诉法老说，将有七个丰年。
Your businesses are going to boom. Your stock market's going to go up.
你的生意将会繁荣，你的股票会大涨。
There's going to be great wealth in the land of Egypt.
在埃及会有极多的财富。
But after those 7 years of boom, there's going to be 7 years of bust.
可是有七年的丰盛以后就有七年的衰败。
There will be a bear market in Egypt.
在埃及会有一个衰败的市场。
People will lose their savings. People will starve.
人们会失去他们的储蓄，他们没有钱买东西吃。
God is warning Pharaoh about this.
神警告法老会发生这事。
Listen, the dream was a marketplace dream, wasn't it?
这是有关于做生意的梦，不是吗？世界的梦。
The dream was about economics.
讲到经济。
The dream was about national administration.
讲到怎么样治理全国。
The dream was about business and government.
这里讲到的是生意跟政府。
And the Holy Spirit gave his servant Joseph the interpretation.
圣灵就把这个解释给他的仆人约瑟。
He gave his servant the interpretation, the divine word of God in Egypt.
神把神圣的话语在埃及给了约瑟。
In the midst of that idolatrous, unjust, unbelieving society, God's word spoke.
在这个拜偶像、不信拜坏的社会里面，神的话发光。
And not only did Joseph have the interpretation, he knew the action plan as well.
约瑟不仅知道怎么样解这个梦，他还知道怎么样随着这个梦要有行动。
And he begins to tell.Pharaoh what to do about that dream.
他就告诉法老你该怎么做。
Look in verse 33.
第33节。
And now let Pharaoh look for a man discerning and wise and set him over the land of Egypt.
法老当拣选一个有聪明有智慧的人派他治理埃及地。
Let Pharaoh take action to appoint overseers in charge of the land and let him extract a fifth of the produce of the land of Egypt in the 7 years of abundance.
法老当这样行要派官员管理这地当七个丰年的时候征收埃及地的五分之一。
Then let them gather all the food of these good years that are coming and store up the grain for food in the cities under Pharaoh's authority and let them guard it.
叫他们把将来丰年一切的粮食聚敛起来，积蓄五谷，收存在各城里做食物，归于法老的手下。
And let the food become as a treasure for the land for the 7 years of famine which will occur in the land of Egypt, so that the land may not perish during the famine.
所积蓄的粮食可防备埃及地将来的七个荒年，免得这地被饥荒所灭。
So that was a clear proposal and an action plan from this servant of God, Joseph.
从神仆人约瑟所说出的这些话是一个非常清楚的计划并且建议。
And God was in it. God's wisdom was in it.
这里面就是充满了神的智慧。
And Pharaoh was wise enough to say, that's God's plan. That's right.
这法老心中聪明到一个地步他可以认出这是从神来的。
Look at the next verse, verse 37.
第37节。
Now the proposal seemed good to Pharaoh and to all his servants. Then Pharaoh said to his servants,Can we find a man like this in whom there is a divine spirit?
法老和他一切臣仆都以这事为妙。法老对臣仆说，像这样的人有神的灵在他里头，我们岂能找着呢？
Even Pharaoh, the unbeliever, was able to recognize that God's spirit was in Joseph.
就算这个不信神的法老都能够认出有神的灵在约瑟里面。
So it is with unbelievers around us.
在我们四周的不信者也会这样。
They may not know a word of the Bible, but they can recognize God's Spirit.
他们也许根本不知道圣经里面讲什么，可是他可以认出神的灵。
When you are God's servant and you have God's word in you,
当你是神的仆人，你有神的话在你里头。
You can be anointed with divine wisdom.
你可以有神圣的智慧被恩膏出来。
God will show you what to do.
会告诉你怎么做。
In the marketplace,
就在你的市场当中。
In your Egypt,
在你的埃及里。
Standing before your Pharaoh,
站在你的法老前。
Because the Spirit of God is in you,
因为神的灵在你里面。
And Pharaoh accepted Joseph's plan.
法老接受了约瑟的计划。
Look at the next verse, verse 38.
第38节。
So Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Since God has informed you of all this, there's no one so discerning and wise as you."
法老对约瑟说神既将这事指示你可见没有人像你有这样的聪明有智慧
You will be over my house According to your command All my people will do homage Only in the throne will I be greater than you
你可以管理我的家我的民都必听从你的话唯独在宝座上我比你大
So at that moment the most powerful man in the ancient world brought Joseph up to sit with him
在当代最有权柄最有权势的这个人呢把约瑟从监牢带上来坐在他旁边
Joseph was probably the most powerless person in the entire kingdom of Egypt
在全埃及里面约瑟大概是一个最没有权力的人了
He was a stranger and a slave and a convict in the prison
他是一个寄居者一个犯罪的人一个在埃及的人
And in one day he becomes the prime minister the minister of interior the ministry of agriculture and science all in one
可是他在一日之内呢就做了内政部长农业部长所有的事都是他是首相了
He became the most powerful man in the world
他成为全世界最有能力的人
In one day
就在一天
And God's dream began to come to pass.
神的梦想就实现了。
After those 13 years in prison.
在13年在监狱之后。
I believe this is a picture of the cross.
我相信这是一个十字架的写照。
For Joseph, slavery and prison, it was a kind of death.
对约瑟来讲，做奴隶在监狱里面是一种死的象征。
He had to die to his family. He had to die to his hopes and his dreams, his ambitions.
他必须要对自己的野心，对自己的梦想，对自己思念家人的这一切都死去。
He had to learn just to be a servant with no hope of any other future.
他必须要学习做一个仆人，这个仆人是不期待有任何未来和回报的。
He had to learn to serve God even at the very bottom.
就算在全世界的最低层，他还要学习如何服侍神。
He was in prison all those years while his dream died.
在监狱里的那一段年日里面，让他自己的梦死了。
And then one day, he stood before Pharaoh.
那么有一天，他就突然站在法老的面前。
And the dream began to come to life.
他的梦想就实现了。
Except this time, it wasn't Joseph's dream.
这一次呢，所展现的不是约瑟的梦。
Now it was God's dream in him.
现在是神的梦在他的里面实现。
See, there's an important thing that happened there in prison.
在监狱里发生重要的事。
It stopped being Joseph's personal dream.
这个梦想不再成为约瑟自己的梦想。
And it became God's dream in him.
成为神在他里面的梦想。
He said to Pharaoh, "It's not in me. God will have to give you an answer."
他对法老说，不是我，是神要给你一个答案。
But Pharaoh, God will give you an answer.
是的，法老，神要给你一个答案。
Because I am his servant and he's called me here.
因为我是他的仆人，他呼召我现在就在这里。
So prison for Joseph was a picture of the cross.
所以监狱对约瑟来讲就是一个十字架。
And standing before Pharaoh that day, it's a picture of the resurrection.
站在法老面前的那一日就是他复活的那一日。
Joseph's life really is a foreshadowing of the life of Jesus.
约瑟的生命其实上就是耶稣生命的预表。
But Jesus said that all of us must follow him.
可是耶稣说我们所有的人都要跟随他。
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There's no other way to the Father.
耶稣说我是道路、真理、生命，没有人除了可以通过我到父那里。
Jesus said, if anyone will come after me, let him pick up his cross daily and follow.
凡跟随我的人要每日背起他的十字架来跟随我。
It means that we who are called to the marketplace, we will experience that kind of death too.
意思是我们被呼召在社会上工作的人，我们也会经历这种死。
We will have that experience where we feel like we're in prison.
我们会有这种经验，好像我们被关在监狱里。
And there's no escape from the pressures and the requirements of our life.
在我们生命当中，好像四周都是压力，各样的困难，你逃都逃不走。
Many of us will cry out to God from that prison. Oh God, why did you put me here?
很多人会在这个监狱里面就向神呼求，说你为什么把我摆在这儿呢？
Why is my life so painful? Why is it so difficult?
我的生命为什么这么痛苦，这么多困难？
How can I follow you in this Egypt, this unjust and idolatrous world?
在这个埃及充满了拜偶像跟腐败的国家里，我怎么能够跟随你啊？
That's why I say that the story of Joseph is a modern parable for the marketplace Christian.
这就是我说约瑟的一生的故事，其实就是我们现在在世界上工作的基督徒的写照。
God has called us to the Egypt of the marketplace.
神呼召我们到世界的埃及去。
So that he can work in us what he worked in his servant Joseph.
以至他可以在约瑟身上成就的一切的事也成就在我们身上。
Because we are called beyond that prison.
因为我们被呼召是比那个监狱的旨意更大。
Even though it may take for some of us years.
也许花我们其中一些人几年的时间。
We are called to rule and to reign with Jesus Christ.
我们被呼召跟耶稣基督一同掌权作王。
We have been called to sit with him in heavenly places.
我们被呼召跟耶稣基督一起坐在天上。
You know that Jesus...Amen. Jesus said to his disciples, Don't you realize you will sit on thrones and judge the tribes of Israel?
耶稣对他的门徒说，难道你不明白你们将来会跟我一同坐在宝座上，要审判以色列各族吗？
Don't you understand you are being trained, you are being groomed, prepared, developed for God's work to rule with him in your society?
你难道不知道你是被训练被 装备就是要跟神一同来掌管你的社会。
That's what Jesus means to be salt and light.
这就是耶稣说什么叫做做盐做光。
You will rule. God will give you authority.
神要给你权柄，你会掌管。
You know what it means to be managers.
你知道怎么样做一个经理人。
You give the order. The people come and go because of what you say.
你做一个经理，你发出的命令，你下面的人就要遵守。
Many people depend on you to make right decisions.
有很多人呢，就要靠你做正确的决定才能生活。
To make just decisions.
并且是公义的决定。
To make wise decisions.
聪明的决定。
And if you as a servant of God serve, God will raise you up and raise you up and raise you up.
假如你有一个仆人的心，你真的是有服侍神的心智，神会不断的提升你。
And the dream of greatness that has been given to you by the Holy Spirit, God will bring it to pass in abundance.
借着圣灵所给你神的伟大的梦想，圣灵会把它成就，有许多的丰收。
But the road to see that dream fulfilled has to pass through the valley of servanthood.
可是假如你要看这伟大的梦想实现的话，你必须要经过一个做仆人的低谷。
Joseph never could have been prime minister of Egypt if he'd remained with the flocks back in Israel.
假如他约瑟一生仍然在以色列地来牧养羊群的话，他永远不可能做埃及的宰相。
If his brothers, the ministry family, if they hadn't betrayed him and if they had not rejected him, he never would have become what he became.
假如这个神所拣选的该服侍全地的这个家族没有背叛约瑟的话，约瑟永远不可能做他现在做的事。
Remember, his brothers are the ministers to the world.
记得吗？他的哥哥们本来就是应该服侍全地的祭司。
Joseph was called to a different path.
可是约瑟被呼召是走另一条路的。
Joseph was called to Egypt.
约瑟被呼召到埃及。
Joseph was called to become great in Egypt.
约瑟被呼召是在埃及昌盛。
So that God's purposes could be fulfilled.
以至于神的旨意能够被满足。
This is the picture of the marketplace Christian.
这讲的就是我们这在社会上工作的基督徒。
You may not be called to be great in the church.
也许你并没有被呼召在教会里做大事。
You may feel like you're in prison in Egypt.
你觉得你好像在埃及的监狱里。
But you're called to rule and reign there.
可是你被呼召是要在埃及里掌权。
In the end, Joseph saved the ministry family.
最后是约瑟拯救了这个服侍的家庭。
And so it is that the marketplace Christians, you will save the church.
所以我们在世界上工作基督徒，我们也可以拯救教会。
Because we, as pastors, we want our churches to grow bigger and bigger and bigger.
可是因为我们这些做牧师的都希望我们的教会越来越大。
But the bigger our churches grow, the less effect we have on society.
可是我们的教会长得越大，我们对社会的影响力就越少。
We want to think about revival as when more and more people come into the church on Sunday.
绝对不要以为复兴就是更多更多的人涌进教会。
But how does that really change the nation?
那我们到底怎么样可以改变一个国家呢？
You see, and we pastors, we can't figure this out.
我们这些做牧师的人是搞不清楚的。
It's going to have to come from the marketplace.
一定是要从我们社会里面开始改变。
You are going to lead us into changing our nation.
是你来带领我们，来改变我们的国家。
And not just this nation, the whole region.
不是这一个国家，而是整个亚洲地区。
You are the army.
你们就是军队。
You control the funds.
因为你们有一切的资源。
There are more of you than any of the ministers.
你们的人数大大的超过所有服侍神的人。
In the end, you will protect us and you will save the mission.
最后是你们来保护教会并且拯救神的旨意。
Just the way Joseph ended up protecting and saving his brothers.
就像约瑟最后拯救并且保护他的哥哥们。
Because you know the rest of the story.
因为你们知道余下的故事了。
When the famine came, the people in Israel ran out of food too.
当饥荒来到的时候，以色列也没有食物了。
And his brothers came down to Egypt trying to look for food to keep themselves alive.
所以哥哥们来到埃及要食物。
And when they came to Egypt, they were met by this very stern and hard-looking Egyptian official.
当他们来到埃及的时候，看到这个非常严肃又强壮的这个埃及官员。
And this Egyptian official made many requirements of them.
那这个官员对他们有很多的要求。
And they were afraid.
他们很害怕。
And you know what happened?
发生什么事?
They said among themselves, The reason this Egyptian is being so bad with us is because of what we did to our brother so many years ago.
他们自己坐在一起说，为什么那个人对我们这么坏呢？是因为我们以前对约瑟做的坏事。
No, it's right there in the scriptures.
圣经里面告诉我们了。
They were speaking in Hebrew.
他们是用希伯来文讲话。
They didn't think this Egyptian official understood them.
他们不以为别人会了解他们。
But the Egyptian official was Joseph.
可是这个人就是约瑟。
And he heard every word.
他听到他们所说的每一句话。
And the Bible says that after that he went out and wept.
圣经说约瑟听到之后他就出外放声大哭
He cried for them.
他为他们而哭
You know why?
为什么
Because he realized that they really hadn't changed.
因为约瑟明白原来这些哥哥们没有改变
These men had been his heroes as a boy.
在小时候他是他们的英雄
But he had grown up in prison.
可是约瑟在监里长大
He'd become a great man in prison.
他成为一个伟大的人
And they were still doing the same sort of thing.
可是这些哥哥们还做原来一样的事。
He wept for them.
他为他们而哭。
And they didn't recognize him.
这些哥哥们认不得他。
Why didn't they recognize him?
为什么认不出来?
Because he looked like an Egyptian.
因为他现在看起来像埃及人。
And he acted like an Egyptian.
行为像一个埃及人。
And he spoke like an Egyptian.
说话像一个埃及人。
He walked like an Egyptian.
走路都像埃及人。
In their eyes, he was an Egyptian.
在他们的眼中他就是个埃及人
That's exactly what happens to marketplace Christians
对我们这些世界工作的基督徒就是这样
Your ministry brothers look at you and go Are you really Christians?
你教会里面的这些服侍神的人说你们这是基督徒吗
What do you mean you minister? You're a businessman
你们这些生意人怎么可能服侍神呢
You're not supposed to minister out there in the marketplace
你们不应该在外面服侍神啊
You're a businessman
你们是生意人
Ministry is in the church
服事是在教会
They're not going to recognize you.
他们认不出你们
You're going to look like an Egyptian, like Joseph.
你们看起来像约瑟是埃及人
But you're there to save them.
可是你们在那是来拯救着他们
You know what? Joseph forgave his brothers.
那么约瑟原谅了他的哥哥们
And he said, I'm Joseph. Don't you recognize me? Is my father still alive?
他说我是约瑟你们认不出我吗
And when Joseph revealed himself to his brothers, they were dismayed.
当约瑟真正暴露他的身份以后，这些哥哥们就担忧。
You can imagine how bad they felt.
你可以想这些哥哥心里觉得多糟啊
They said, "Oh no, now we've had it. He's going to take vengeance on us."
他哥哥们想，我们现在真的完蛋了，还要好好的报复一下。
According to the Bible, Joseph said, "No, no, please don't even be angry at yourselves."
可是圣经说呢，约瑟对他们说和善的话。不对他们生气。
It wasn't you that sent me here. It was God.
不是你们把我派到这里来是神的手
He realized that it wasn't you who sent me here who rejected me it was God who sent me here
他终于明白不是因为哥哥的拒绝来到而是神的手
It's good so that God could do his purpose fill his will
是这样发生这个事情以至于神的旨意可以在我身上成全
And then as you know he took care of his brothers
后来我们知道他照料他的哥哥们
And the whole family moved down to Egypt and they were under his protection
那么整家人都搬家到埃及在他的保护之下
And because of Joseph we then have the children of Israel and the prophets and the judges and the kings
因为有约瑟保护了这家人我们以后才有以色列国才有先知才有士师
We have the New Testament we have Jesus and his disciples
我们有了新约我们有耶稣我们有耶稣的门徒
Joseph protected all of that
约瑟保护了这一切
And he received a double portion
他接受了双倍的祝福
And I'd like to end with that just to show youthe double portion that he received.
最后我要给各位看他所接受的双倍祝福。
Turn with me to Genesis chapter 41.
我们来看创世纪41章。
And let's begin in verse 50.
五十节。
Remember, this is the sign of God's blessing, the sign of God's favor.
这是神的祝福，神的恩惠的象征。
This is the inheritance of the servants of God.
这是神仆人的产业。
Verse 50.
五十节。
Now before the year of the famine came, two sons were born to Joseph,whom Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, a priest of On, bore to him.
荒年未到以前，安城的祭司波提菲拉的女儿亚希娜给约瑟生了两个儿子。
And Joseph named the firstborn Manasseh, for he said, God has made me forget all my trouble in all my father's household.
约瑟给长子起名叫马拿西，因为他说神使我忘记了一切的困苦和我父的全家。
Here we can see that Joseph learned to forgive and to forget.His failure and the failure of his brothers.
现在约瑟学习如何饶恕并且忘记他跟他哥哥的失败。
Verse 52.
52节,
and he named the second son Ephraim because he said, God has made me fruitful in the land of my affliction.
他给次子起名叫以法莲，因为他说神使我在受苦的地方昌盛。
Joseph learned to be fruitful, doubly fruitful as a humble servant of God.
神给约瑟学习到，当他做神的仆人，就会有双倍的祝福。
Now years later, when the children of Israel entered their promised land,
数年之后，当以色列人进入应许之地，
they divided the land according to their tribes.
根据他们不同的支派而分地。
The land was and is their inheritance.
那个地本来就是他们的继承权。
And according to the Bible, one portion was given to Manasseh.
圣经说一部分给马拿西
and another portion was given to Ephraim.
还有另外一份是给以法莲的
Two portions were given to Joseph.
所以在约瑟家就有两份
He literally became a man of the double portion.
所以他真是得到双倍祝福的人
And it was an inheritance that he passed on to his sons and his sons' sons and his daughters generation after generation.
就是这样的祝福呢一代一代传给约瑟的后代
Okay, Joseph succeeded because he was called by GodTo Egypt.
约瑟的成功是因为神呼召他去埃及。
If you are called by God to the marketplace, you are a Joseph.
假如你被神呼召在世界上工作，你就是个约瑟。
Joseph succeeded because he came to a place where he sacrificed his dream.
约瑟成功的原因是因为他到一个地步，把他自己的梦想给牺牲了。
The dream that God gives you is precious. It's priceless.
神给你的梦想是无价的
but it must be his dream, not your personal dream.
可是这个梦想必须是属于神的不是你个人的梦想
Joseph succeeded because God's spirit was in him. He was anointed for that.
约瑟的成功是因为神的灵在他的身上他被恩膏
God's anointing will give you favor and wisdom and influence in the marketplace.
神的恩膏会给你智慧恩惠并且是在你生意场上有影响力
And Joseph succeeded because he developed servanthood and godly character.
约瑟的成功是因为他成为一个真实的仆人他有神的个性
He was a light to his world.
他对他的世界来讲就是光
Now, I believe the reason God wanted to bring this message is because I'm speaking to some Josephs.
我觉得神为什么要我讲这个信息因为神要我对约瑟们说话
Joseph was chosen by God to succeed in Egypt
约瑟被神呼召在埃及成功
What about Daniel in the Bible?
但以理呢
Daniel rose to a high position in Babylon
但以理在巴比伦有极高的位置
Babylon is another symbol of evil and unjust society
巴比伦也代表的是一个邪恶不公义的社会
Certainly you Josephs, you Daniels, you can succeed in Taiwan
可是当然你们这些约瑟跟但以理你们可以在台湾成功
With God in you and on your side He will bless you and raise you to be the head and not the tail
神在你的里头并且他站在你这一边他要让你作首不作作尾
you are destined for influence for power in the Holy Spirit
你的命定就是在圣灵里面要带出圣灵的影响力跟他的旨意
You are an essential part of God's plan to transform your nation
你是神要改变这个国家的计划当中的最中心部分
and along the way hallelujah and along the way you will be saviors to the church
并且呢在你完成你呼召的同时你也会保护拯救了教会
you will protect and you will care for your church brothers
你会保护并且照顾你教会的弟兄这个传道人们
you will bring them along with you into the prosperity and the influence that God will give you
你会带着他们一起进入神给你的丰盛跟影响力。
I want to pray for you, Joseph.
现在约瑟们，我要为你们祷告。
I want to pray that the word of God will have its way in your life.
愿神的话语进入你的生命当中发光。
I want to pray that while I've been speaking, the Holy Spirit has been speaking to you.
我要祷告，愿我说话的时候，圣灵已经对你们说话。
Talking to you about your personal situation, where you are, He knows you, He's called you.
我关于你个人现在的状况，因为是他呼召。他知道你的状况
And God wants to bless you where you are
神要祝福你就在你所在之地
And through you bless the people around you
借着你祝福你四周的人
Lord Jesus I thank you
主耶稣我谢谢你
I thank you for these Josephs
谢谢你这些约瑟
I thank you for these Daniels
为这些但以理献上感谢
I thank you that you have a mantle of authority for them
谢谢你给他们披上权柄的外袍
You want to give them wisdom and favor in their work
在他们的工作上给他们智慧跟恩惠。
You want to raise them up to be the head and not the tail in the marketplace.
就在他们所工作的所在要做首不做尾。
You want to raise them up to power and influence in this society.
让他们在社会里面有影响力有能力。
You want to give them a forgiving and accepting attitude to the church.
给他们对于教会有一个赦免并且接纳的心。
Because together we are all the family of God.
因为我们都是神家中的一员。
We are the seed of redemption for the whole world.
我们是全世界所拒绝的。
We who believe, we are God's hope for Taiwan.
我们是神给台湾的希望。
We each one have a part to play, an important anointed part.
在这个计划当中我们每一个人都扮演了一个非常重要恩膏的角色
I ask that you will speak your word and cement it deep in the hearts of my brothers and sisters
愿你的话语深深地扎根并且封在我弟兄姐妹的心中
While we're praying I'd like to ask you to do something
当我们祷告的时候要请你做一件事
Just going to take a couple minutes
花几分钟就好
Please turn to someone next to you I'd like each of you to have a partner
每一个人都要有一个伙伴对跟你旁边的人一组
one person and one person
一对一就是两个人一组
if necessary maximum three people
最多是三个人一组
and I want to take just a few minutes and you pray for that other person and let that other person pray for you
就在这几分钟以内你来帮旁边的人祷告他帮你祷告
in your prayers I want you to impart the nature and character of Joseph from God
在你的祷告里我要请你来传递神的恩膏以及他约瑟神给约瑟的恩膏以及本质
In your prayer I want you to bless with your words and with your mouth with your spirit the calling and the work of your brother or sister
用你的灵用你的话来祝福你旁边这一位弟兄神给他在世界上的呼召
So please take a moment now and pray for one another
我们现在就花一些时间来为隔壁的人祷告